This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and that's capitalized the word America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us that way over there on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us again. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So the House gave final approval, 220 to 212, to the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Now, the first thing that stands out at me, don't know about you, is the total number of congressional representatives, 432. We have 435, three races left undecided yet. Two of them will be decided this month, one next month. So we could have three more Republicans.
Well, okay.
It'll still give
now,
the Democrats an advantage, but here's the deal. Closing the doors slowly on what's going on. But anyway, this bill was sent now to Biden for his signature. He plans to sign the legislation on Friday, at which point the stimulus checks supposedly are going to start moving in a very rapid fashion. He's trying to get them all out into everybody's hands by the end of the month.
That's a rumor.
So, today, El Presidente will be doing a major speech, we're told, major announcement about the pandemic 1 year later.
Yeah, let's see how much credit he takes from Trump.
All of it. He'll take all the credit himself. He won't give Trump any. Right?
Probably.
Yeah, all he'll do is complain about, well, Trump left us the cupboard dry, there was nothing there, this, that, and the other. Not true.
Yep. We shall see. But he's going to be speaking from a teleprompter. So, this is his daily public appearance.
Yeah. And Trump made sure he got a shot across the bow yesterday early on. He said, I hope everyone remembers when you're getting a COVID-19 vaccine that if I wasn't president, you would be still waiting to get that beautiful shot for at least the next 5 years at best, and probably wouldn't be getting it at all. I hope everyone remembers. That was his shot across the bow yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it is a remarkable thing, and still we have an awful lot of things still in development, which is also too outstanding, other therapeutics. So with this, I mean, you know, at some point we could literally almost be curing the common cold. So,
yeah.
It's
Judge Merrick Garland is now the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It's just keep on coming.
Yep. And who knows what will happen there, but we'll see. And you got to wonder about Cuomo in New York, because once again, it's gotten very graphic as to what happened with one of these aides that he called to the governor's mansion and had her alone upstairs in the residence end of the mansion, and it got pretty graphic. But the thing of it is you got to wonder how long this guy can stay there.
Well, you know, he can stay for months and months, you know, if until there's advances the impeachment, if they have enough people in the legislature and votes and processes to do that. Look at Governor Northam. You know, he ignored the whole thing, and he's still governor.
Yeah. Let me try to catch a call here before. This is Elliot in Wesley Chapel, I believe. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Hey, Captain, I just wanted to add something to the border here. You know, folks, you think hundreds of thousands are coming across our border by sheltered assistance? You better think twice. Now, let's take a professional top drone and map the border. You will see subterranean anomalies engineered by cartels that are able to move thousands of people a day. I know about this. Thousands a day are being moved by the cartels.
Yep.
Don't let them fool you. The 900 volunteers they need, which they're asking from the public, should identify the breach and report it immediately to the Border Patrol. That's all I wanted to say, Captain.
Thank you very much, Elliot. And Elliot knows what he's talking about because he was in the military and he was down along that border.
You know, I work and have on very often experts when it comes to immigration, because I have gone to their events in Washington, D.C. by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. So, you know, when it comes to people like Tom Homan, when it comes to people like Art Del Cueto, I mean, I can call them up right now and they'll take the call. And I've interviewed them. It's staggering what's going on there.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. By the way, for years, 20 years, my trucks worked that border with different government shipments going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And some of the things that we're seeing down there along that border by myself, my drivers, my wife when she was alive would astound you. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and thank you very much. And by the way, folks, this weekend, if you're up in Brooksville, I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Saturday, the gates open, doors open at 9 o'clock, and they're open till 5. The concealed carry class starts at 2 p.m. You can get a jump on it, sign up for it by going online to the website, twoguysshows.com, and you can also get a discount ticket while you're over there. Save yourself a little money on the admission to get into the gun show. And if you know about the Two Guys Gun Shows, you know that it's a Saturday and Sunday event, and it'll be there up in Hernando County at the fairgrounds, Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3, and the concealed carry class on Sunday starts at 12:30, on Saturday, 2 p.m. Again, if you want to take the concealed carry class, I'd strongly suggest that you go online, twoguysshows.com, sign up for it there, and take advantage of your discount ticket over there, too. Print up the little ticket that's right there, and you'll have it. Now, trade-ins are welcome at the gun show. They also have some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections. They've got a large selection of knives there, too, military surplus, camping equipment, fishing equipment, bows and arrows, a lot of different things that are there to keep you in the know. And, by the way, this is a family-friendly event. Bring the kids on out, too. Let them see what's going on. And don't forget, I will be there Saturday until about 2 p.m., so hope to see you there. Two Guys Gun Show, Hernando County Fairgrounds. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got your check spent already?
No.
This $1,400, folks, that you're going to get, it's all great. It's wonderful. People need it. They actually need more than that. The problem is, with the price of gasoline that's gone up, the price of food that's going up, everything else that's going up because of what's going on with the oil and whatnot, that $1,400 is going to be gone sooner than you think.
That's what I just told you on the break.
I know, but that's why I'm saying for you to say it again.
Well, you know, there are so many people that certainly do need the shot in the arm. I agree with that. No pun intended.
Yep.
But there are a bunch of people that don't need it at all and also don't deserve it. Illegals.
Yep. Right. Prisoners.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're being fleeced here.
Yep.
And, you know, the other things that are in the bill, you know, what I keep hearing, the majority of Americans support this bill. If they knew all the things that were in it, they wouldn't.
Yep.
The whole thing is being sold as you get $1,400. Well, everybody's going to jump up for joy for that one.
Yeah.
But if you understood the other things that are in it, it's outrageous.
Yep.
So the teachers' unions,
yep.
You know, they, California gets a bailout when the state has a surplus of funds.
Yep.
New Mexico. How about this one? The Small Business Administration are forgiving small business loans at 120%.
Yep.
Only if you're a minority. To the farmers. To the farmers.
How about
that's unconstitutional.
Yeah. How about this one?
Now, where is everybody on that?
And
even you've got some in the Senate that are saying this is partly reparations.
Yeah.
Where is everybody on this?
Yeah. And here's another one for you. The state that's been the most affected, that's lost the most in taxable revenue, number one in the country, by far, nobody's even close, Alaska. They've lost 40% of their taxable revenue because they are almost totally dependent upon the oil industry, which is all but shut down in Alaska.
You know, I just, there used to be an old saying that we learned in typing class, you know, to learn how to type and use all the
yep.
keys on the keyboard, which was, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Well, you know, where is everybody? You know, I cannot believe there's not outrage. I mean, we've become so indifferent. You know, we've become so greedy. For what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have pulled is a complete alteration of anything constitutional. So I expect there to be some lawsuits to challenge some of this and, you know, put a stop to some of this stuff.
Well, there's 12 states that are joined together so far to go after the government and some of the things. We'll see what happens. Florida's one of them, but 12 are all together, and we'll see how that goes. Now, by the way, we got to keep talking about the border here for a couple of reasons. First of all, Texas, and God bless Texas, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the Biden administration is dodging any questions about the border numbers. Yes, they are. They're not telling you what they know, and as we just heard Elliot. And then they restarted the program for migrant minors that was dropped under the Trump administration because of the, quote, kids in cages and all that stuff, and it's back again. And he's the one that's created the problem.
Look, let's go back to the Reagan years, shall we? The problem has never been solved.
Nope.
And the problem is this. We have got a corrupt handful of country leaders in Latin America.
Yep.
And with that, what do we have? Well, we've got bad business. We've got cartels. I mean, if you cleaned up the whole drug component in Mexico, the entire Mexican government would probably collapse because they're bought and paid for by the cartels.
Yep.
But let's go further than that one. The countries that are trying to come in here, the majority of them outside of China, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Okay, why haven't we solved the problems in those three countries? I'd like to know. Why don't we go to these manufacturers, U.S. manufacturers that have factories in China and say, you know what, we'll give you a huge incentive. Get your manufacturing out of China. Bring it to just one country for the start, Guatemala or Honduras, and give these people a reason to stay. Stabilize just one country. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a concept of what that would necessarily mean? If we stabilize Honduras, El Salvador and Guatemala would take notice. Those citizens would probably, instead of coming here, they want to stay in their home country, or at least, you know, in the region.
Yeah.
So they'd move to Honduras. So what would it do here? It would begin to stabilize our systems, because the effect that we have on the illegals and the migrants and so forth have on our systems, like health care, education, you know, law enforcement. I mean, this is like so stupid. Furthermore, when Biden decided that he was going to turn the light green at that southern border, his administration, whoever made these decisions, was hardly prepared at all.
No.
Before you turn the light green, wouldn't you have said, okay, do we have housing facilities for this? What are we doing about testing for COVID and vaccine treatments and all the other chaoses that are happening in that border? They weren't prepared for any of it. They just wanted to go, oh, we're going to let these people in. So this is a catastrophe. It's gone way beyond a crisis. It's a catastrophe of his own making.
You are so absolutely perfectly correct on that one, and people don't seem to understand it. Now, there's a new Rasmussen poll out there that kind of shows the mood of the country. Only 17% of the voters believe the government works for them, while 59% of the voters say the federal government works only for special interest groups. Well, I will agree with that one, because it's all about who gives who the money.
Well, look, Washington, D.C., the Democrats are about Washington, D.C. and the Democrats.
Yep.
Okay? What was it that Biden said? We will work in a bipartisan basis. Didn't we have like a handful of Republicans in the Senate that said we want to have a formal meeting with Biden, and they went over to the White House to have a discussion with him? He's like, yeah, and
yep.
Then blew him completely off.
Blew him off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here comes the music. I got to let you go. To be continued. To be continued. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Hi, that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it out over there. Read all the great articles that she writes, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff
and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a military and veterans news report brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, and they definitely will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is a tremendous life-changing job for you to take. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. Concord is right outside Boston, and Clearwater is right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here's what I tell everybody. Ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now think about that. Think about that. It's a job. It's a career.
It's a lifestyle that's going to change your life forever. You're going to be able to make more money than you can even think of, because it's all contingent upon you. It's all contingent on you, on what you can do. Now, we start out tonight by telling you about the Customs and Border Patrol. And in Arizona, the checkpoints, the highway checkpoints, you've seen them if you've been out there in the highways traveling back and forth in Arizona, off that border, the highway checkpoints off the border by Customs and Border Patrol, have been shut down in Arizona. Now, by shutting down the Customs and Border Patrol checkpoints in Arizona, you're basically, you just given the green light for all the contraband and drugs that you want to have come through the country to come through, because ain't nobody going to check it. Those containers come out of Mexico, hasta la vista, baby, on their way to wherever they're going. You think I'm kidding you? I'm not. Unbelievable. So, that's another thing that the Biden administration has done. This is a big time mistake. And anybody that's been along that border that knows what I'm talking about, that's seen those checkpoints when you pull in there with a truck or a car or a van, and they bring the dogs around and all that stuff, and they'll ask you if they can search your vehicle, and if you say no, you're in trouble. But the fact of the matter is, this is not good for the country or the border or America in general. Now, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin approved a request to extend the National Guard deployment at the U.S. Capitol. It's been approved now through May 23rd. That means taking 2,200 National Guardsmen and women that are there and extending their tours. Either extending their tours or bringing more in, whichever the case may be. Now, the crew of the fast-tackled submarine Connecticut has been subjected to, of all things, a bed bug infestation in their racks. And sailors assigned to the sub allege that the boat's command has been slow to fix the problem. Well, the only way you fix the problem is you got to come in there and you got to defog the damn boat to get rid of the bed bugs. That's it. Got to lay down the pesticide, insecticide. By the way, U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, said that he has yet to make a decision on Colin Kyle's nomination after speaking with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It's in limbo. It leaves President Joe Biden's pick for the Undersecretary of Defense stuck. We'll see what happens. And the Pentagon has spent more than $800 million deploying troops along the border between 2018 and 2020, according to a recent government accountability report, which found that the Defense Department bungled its cost analysis when it came to both the amount of money and the readiness it would expend in supporting then-President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration. By the way, that emergency has since been rescinded. There is more of an emergency now on the border, folks, than there was when Trump was president. And the outgoing head of the U.S. Indochina Pacific Command laid out key reasons why increased funding for the region is key to counter China, an adversary he said could achieve overmatch within the next 5 years, far ahead of the past predictions. China is building at a much more rapid pace, building up their military, than we are. And that is dangerous. Now, a B-1B bomber, Lancer bomber, conducted a bomber task force mission in Norway and Sweden earlier this week. According to the Air Force, we got our bombers overseas flying around doing all sorts of stuff. Just saying, hello, here we are. And Kosovo sent a platoon of peacekeepers to Kuwait to take part in the country's first ever international peacekeeping mission. Kudos to them. Kudos to them. By the way, for helicopter pilots approaching a Navy destroyer flight deck, it's like aiming for a postage stamp, so says Captain Scott Jones, Commodore of the Norfolk-based destroyer squadron deployed with the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Strike Group. He says it takes a lot of patience and practice for the pilots and sailors down below to get it right. And the Eisenhower Strike Group right now is over off the coast of Morocco with a group exercise going on over there. Now, while some work on the strategic long-range cannon, the science and technology effort, is ongoing, the Army is primarily waiting for the National Academy of Sciences to issue a report on the cannon's technical feasibility, according to Brigadier General John Rafferty, who happens to be in charge of the service's long-range precision files development. Over in Japan, the United States and Japan are expected to address topics of mutual concern regarding China during an upcoming meeting of the top defense and diplomatic officials. The United States also says it did not put pressure on South Korea during negotiations for a new defense cost-sharing agreement. That coming from a U.S. State Department spokesman, indicating a renewed leadership between the allies under the Biden administration. That remains to be determined. And the military needs to act to stop a divide from growing in the officer ranks, where white conservative men are more likely than others to feel pride in service that the military culture is superior to civil society. That according to a study. The new gap, they say, the study, that is based on gender, race, and politics. Always has been. I need to point out, always has been, where they've been. Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, they're calling me a name. Oh, it's terrible. Oh. And a new report from the Center for American Progress calls for the radical overhaul of the U.S. Security Assistance Program, including shifting roughly $7 billion in funding streams from the Pentagon to the State Department to ensure stronger, more cohesive oversight. Isn't that something? How's that going to help things? By the way, all veterans could be eligible for COVID vaccines at the VA soon, but supply problems still remain the biggest challenge. Congress and VA leaders are trying to get as many veterans vaccinated against COVID-19 as possible in the coming months. The only big question is how quickly is that going to happen? Well, hopefully sooner rather than later. We'll see. All righty. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And by the way, I've been taking Relief Factor for a little bit more than 5 years now. Simply put, it does work for me. It'll go straight to the source of the pain that you're having. It also will reduce the inflammation that you're having, and it helps trigger your body's natural response to inflammation and to pain because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. It only costs $19.95 to start out with a three-week quick start. And after that, you get on the automatic shipments and away you go, if that's what you want to do. Now, you can find out about all of this by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And I've been on it for a little bit more than 5 years. It works for me. It'll work for you. Tens of thousands of people will agree with me because they bought it. And here is the hardest working man on Wall Street, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the world treating you up there?
I guess as good as things could be this week. Hopefully we get a little signs of spring, but, it's just working hard like you are. You know, it's frustrating, see the fact that, you got decades worth of, conservative policy that's being just blown up right now. I mean, we haven't seen anything like this, and an administration and a Congress so far left wing since 1965, Great Society programs. And I don't see a path right now. how, you know, they're going to be able to turn this around.
Well, the path is it's got to be started today, right now, right here in your local areas. You got to start at the ground level up and work your way up the ladder. You work on it this year. You practice your task. You go after the local politicians and make all the local regulations when it comes to things like, oh, gosh, voting and taxes and that sort of thing. And you get to working on them. And by the way, Florida, they're very good down here, as you well know. The Tea Party groups that are still around and the patriotic groups that are still around that are working on the politicians, and they do. They play the game the politicians play. And if you want to find out something, folks, come on down to Florida. I'd be happy to take you to one of these meetings, and you'll learn how to deal with these politicians.
Well, yeah, I mean, the unfortunate thing is that, you know, we're not dealing with them. I mean, the Republicans are squishy. They don't have an underlying message. They haven't been able to push back and educate in regards to what's really in this bill. They've been focusing on little things like the money to felons. Nobody likes the money going to felons. But the reality is that all of this money shouldn't have gone out the door in
right.
the first place. Not to mention this blowing up of the 1996 welfare reform. We're just going to
yep.
be paying people now in this country not to work. And
yep.
the repercussions for this, the consequences behind this, I don't think people fully realize yet.
Where have we heard the word guaranteed annual income before? Did that not come with the socialist governments over in Europe?
Well, I mean, you know, guaranteed. The welfare states. The left mm-hmm. always likes pointing to like the Scandinavian countries. They're not
yep.
socialist there. They're welfare states.
Right.
However, here in this country, in many respects, we're a hell of a lot more socialist than the Scandinavian countries.
Mm-hmm.
Big government is very much tied in to big business here in this country. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
And they work hand in hand.
We have our resident question asker on the telephone line, so I'm going to go over to him. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what is your question for the Watchdog on Wall Street?
Yes, sir, Ken. Now that Bitcoin seems to be established at around the $50,000 level, and the fact that we're seeming to be willing to print infinite amount of money as far as the national debt goes, and in fact, also the fact that some of the countries like China and I think some other ones are investigating using the blockchain technology as a currency, creating their own currency in effect. And
all right, what's your question?
So what I want to know, does he think that the dollar, could the Bitcoin become, or blockchain currency become like the reserve currency in the world?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, what do you think, Chris?
I mean, anything's possible, but why Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Why, I mean, it's just made up out of thin air. Why not Dogecoin? I'd rather have a currency, a digital currency that was backed on the Chinese economy, the Chinese currency, rather than something like that, something that's going to back it up. You're right. We're living in Never Never Land at this point in time when it comes to all of this printing money.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can't. Establish or say something is worth something, or this mm-hmm. is established at the 50,000 level.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not the case. We don't know what it's going to end up being at. Again, it's all worth what somebody is willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of the situation. Whether it be a stock, bond, gold, doesn't make any difference.
Let me date myself. How about the gold standard?
Again, we can go back to that, you know, and look at that kind of a sound money type of attitude. But why gold?
Mm-hmm.
Why not a basket of other commodities?
It could be silver.
It seems to me that, you know, lithium is a hell of a lot more important in today's day and age than gold is, if you actually think about it. And, you know, the price of lithium is really starting to come up right now with all of these, batteries and EVs and everything that goes along with that. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, you can base your currency on anything, but it's all a system of belief. Right now, people still believe in the dollar. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, okay, inflation, if we were to go back to the same way that they calculated inflation back in the 1980s, it would be running at 10%.
Right.
You're all being lied to, okay?
I think you're low on the 10%, by the way.
I was going by, I mean, I think inflation, I mean, numbers are probably off there.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if we were using, calculating using 1980s metrics, inflation would be
right.
running at 10%.
Right.
Meaning what? We have negative 8% interest rates in the country at 2% on the 10-year, and it's not even at 2%. So basically, you know, you holding on to cash, you're losing 8% a year.
Yep, and your $1,400 check will be gone on groceries and maybe gasoline in less than a month.
I mean, it's my son's birthday yesterday. We went out for burgers and, you know, fries and pretzels and all that, you know, stuff that teenage boys like. And it was,
sure.
you know, five of us out to dinner. I looked at the bill when I was done. I almost threw up in my mouth. I couldn't believe how much I just spent.
About $300.
For a little over $200, yeah.
yeah.
For burgers, fries. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, what is going on now? Because, well, again, I'm not surprised. I shouldn't say this, but let me just report. Consumer prices are up 0.4% last month, the biggest rise in 6 months. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
We've already seen it. I mean, it's 0.4%. Every time I hear this,
it's not
quiet.
Possible.
It's, you know, I pay bills. I see
right.
what things cost. Okay.
Oh.
It's patently absurd. I mean, take a look. How much is a bloody pickup truck nowadays? I mean, $50,000 to 50, start.
$60,000, yep.
I mean, come on already. Enough's enough. You know, you go and you see how much everything costs, and you're told that there's no inflation out there. You're being lied to,
yeah.
okay? It's another tax is what it is. And I'm sorry. I'm blaming it on Democrats. I'm going to blame it on Republicans. Both their faults. They
yep.
both do it. They want to spend, and they want to spend, they want to spend, and print money, and print money, and print money. It's going all the way back to Alan Greenspan.
Yep. And the Wall Streeters who rushed on down here to Florida to get away from New York and all the high taxes, I guess, are getting itchy because now they're starting to move back to New York.
I heard something about that. I don't think you're going to see many people. I mean, I think the people that have two houses, that type of money, they should get their Park Avenue place. They may be bouncing back for a little bit, but
sure.
I don't think they're moving back. They're probably residents of Florida and coming back to see how the apartment is. But I mean, they're not going to stay in New York for long. New York is a shell of its former self. It does the New York City that I loved and once knew is no longer. It's over.
Well, you're right. And now, by the way, you've got to deal with Cuomo and how long he's going to be around. Is he going to outlast this?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. His dad's got a bridge. All right, they renamed the bloody Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge. He's not going anywhere.
They
okay?
renamed.
Like
they renamed the bridge. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. It's no longer the Tappan Zee, Matt. It's the Mario Cuomo Bridge.
Okay, well, and we'll see how many people jump off that bridge, right? All right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. Find out all the great things that he does over there. And I'm coming back after the top of the hour news with somebody by the name of Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.